Welcome to the Diva Deets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I am your host and coach, Danya Powers, and today we're going to talk about something that doesn't get nearly enough attention, and that is women's heart health. Heart disease, if you don't know, is the number one killer of women. It's not just a man's disease, even though most of the information in the studies that we have out are just for men. And most importantly, 80% of heart disease is preventable. So today, I'm going to wear red for you. If you're watching me on YouTube, you see my red. Hopefully you wore red today for Wear Red Day, which is always the first Friday in February. And today I'm going to break down what you need to know about heart health, weight loss, and simple steps that you can take right now to protect your future. Listen, we help women over 40 here at Empowered Coaching, and heart health matters when you're over 40 because most women don't even recognize the warning signs of heart disease. It's not always chest pain, ladies. It's just not. And I know some of you know that, but if some of you haven't heard that before, it can be fatigue. Fatigue is the number one sign to look for. And if you have fatigue along with nausea and fatigue along with dizziness and fatigue along with jaw pain and fatigue along with back pain and fatigue along with anything, it's possible that you could be having some early symptoms of heart disease or something going on. Shortness of breath along with fatigue. Those things kind of go hand in hand. In my personal experience, fatigue is the across the board continuity, and all women struggle with fatigue. Yes, we're busy gals. Things happen. We're moms. We're not getting our normal sleep. We're handling and dealing with husbands and their needs and or wives, whatever's going on with us, right? Weight struggles, menopause. I call myself the number one menopause weight loss coach for a reason. It's because that is a triggering age, man. A lot of stuff changes. And lifestyle habits, those things that we do, those things all increase our risks. Those things that we have, those things that we're dealing with. Some of the stuff we can affect change on, some of the stuff we have to learn how to work with instead of work against, right? Hormonal shifts affect everything. They affect cholesterol, blood pressure, metabolism. And then what about stress? What about lack of sleep? We've already mentioned it once, but what about it? And then what about emotional eating? Let's add all of that into this cocktail of possibilities. And all of this stuff plays a huge role. Women are usually juggling everything and putting themselves last. That's my husband calling me, by the way. He has a choo-choo train ring. So what you can do now, ladies, because small steps, we talk about this often, but small steps create a big impact over time. And I want you to remember that. Small change creates big change. I want you to fuel your body the right way. I have a couple of episodes out about meal planning. One in particular has a free meal plan link so that you can see what it's like to have 7 days of a meal plan. And you want to make sure that you are fueling your body the right way. So you want to ditch crash diets. You want to ditch them. If you're doing intermittent, if you're doing something like, if you can't eat a cookie on your diet, something's wrong. You are not learning how to eat healthy and you need to ditch it. It's called a crash diet. I'm not saying you need to eat cookies 24/7, but if you're being so restrictive that you can't figure out how to work a cookie into your macronutrients, something wrong with what you're doing. Life is too short for you to have to work in these, not just restrictive, don't eat cookies, but you need to make sure that you are not being so restrictive that you can't live a normal life, that you are, I can't. One lady she was like, I can't wait to get to the point in this diet where I can eat a cookie. What the heck are you doing? You're about to lose so much muscle and you're going to be so sad about it. Ditch crash diets. Focus on protein. Focus on getting 1 gram of protein per ideal pound of body weight. What does that mean? It means if you want to weigh 160 pounds, you eat 160 grams of protein. Period. Simplify it. Make sure you're getting plenty of fiber. Get your fiber from vegetables, from whole grains, from whole grain bread, from fruits. Make sure that you are focused on that. Make sure that you are focused on healthy fats. Getting healthy fats are a critical component for women over 40 to lose weight, to fuel their body the right way. Your body needs fats. We just need to avoid things like saturated fats and, you know, trans fats, all those different things. But you need to be eating fats. You need to eat fats like avocado, olive oil. You need to eat fats like nuts, seeds. Those things are really, really important. And then we also just need to move daily. Don't think extreme. Think consistent. I got to get my walk in today. Even if it's just 10 or 15 minutes of movement, that small step can create a big, big impact over time, especially in regard to heart health. Hydrate. Drink 96 to 128 ounces of water. Cut back on inflammation. Inflammation foods are too much sugar, and that's where you have to be careful with something like cookies. Could you work it in? Yeah. Should you eat it all the time? No, because we've got... your body works really hard to get rid of like processed sugar, right? There are some healthy cookies out there though. We can talk about those one time, but not today. Processed foods. And when I say processed foods, every food goes through a process. So I'm not one of those, don't eat processed foods. But if you're going to have to choose between chicken and deli slices, choose chicken. You know what I mean? Try to eliminate the amount of processing that food goes through. That's going to create less work for your body to have to break it down. And it's going to create less inflammation in your body. Cut back on alcohol. Alcohol is one of those things that as soon as it enters your body, it is identified as a toxin, period. Now your body's fighting. It will stop it, everything, losing weight, everything, to get it out of your system because its whole job is to keep you alive. It's going to make sure that the liver starts to filter everything out, and it takes a lot of focus into that for you. So if you're trying to lose weight and drink alcohol, you just have to realize that while you're drinking alcohol, it's going to be harder for you to lose weight. Not because people are like, oh, it's all the sugars. No, it's because your body identifies it as a toxin. It's trying to keep you alive. So all of these things, too much sugar, processed food, alcohol, they equal a stressed heart. So you need to cut back on those things, and you need to make sure you're drinking plenty of water. How do you manage your stress and get quality sleep? I don't know, but you know what? You're going to have to. However it works for you, it looks a little bit different on every woman. The ones that I run into have a tendency to be like, but I'm a night owl. Suck it up. You need to get over being a night owl and get yourself to bed. If you're a night owl and you're only getting 3 hours of sleep, you're literally taking years off your life. You are stressing your heart so bad. And you need to make sure that you're getting 7 hours of sleep. Is that easy to do? No. And I fight for six sometimes. So I'm not someone that's like preaching to the choir here. Blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, I guess I am preaching to the choir. It's hard. It's hard to do. Donna can't even talk today and she's on a podcast. It's okay. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to the imperfection that is me. The messy, 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 messy life that I have chosen to take as an example to help you make a better life out of yours. So manage your stress, get quality sleep. Your heart needs rest just as much as your muscles do. Did you know that? Your heart is a muscle. Why would you have a rest day for your muscles and then not get sleep for your heart? Makes sense. So sleep is really critical. You will die if you don't get sleep. Did you know that if you skip sleep for too long, you'll die because your heart will fritz out and can't keep up with what needs to happen. The other thing is know your numbers. And I think that that's something that I wish that by the time I was 35 on, I was taking my blood pressure one or two times a week, just keeping an eye on it. I had no idea that I was dealing with high blood pressure when I did pass out. Blood pressure can be controlled with the medication. But if you don't change your lifestyle, that medication is not going to be part of what keeps you alive. Ultimately, changing your lifestyle is going to be what is part of keeping you alive. Do you get checked out by a doctor every little bit? I don't have necessarily heart disease that runs in my family, but when I did have that heart scare, I go to my doctor every 6 months and I get everything checked. Cholesterol, blood pressure, everything. And I take very good care of myself. I really do. I am recovering from a hysterectomy, so my weight is a little up right now, which you can probably tell. I'm sure that I'll get lots of hate for that, but it is what it is. And I'm letting you walk through this journey with me because I know how hard it is to have a comeback. I know how hard it is to have a comeback after a setback. And you know what else is hard? Really, it's really hard to deal with obesity when you are a coach. It really is because you know you want to be an inspiration. You want to be able to help people. And it is something where I've watched my body completely change and become so healthy. And then to have a setback in the middle of all that, knowing it was coming, still mentally preparing for it, it is hard. It is hard. But I've kept an eye on my numbers. And guess what? Numbers are good. Numbers are all good. Keeping an eye on your numbers is really important. And that was something that I did pretty religiously. Recovering from this hysterectomy because, you know, gaining weight or dealing with being able to having to be inactive whilst I grow fat was one thing, but I didn't want to also die in the process. Does that make sense? Your heart plus weight loss might be the missing link. Your body's not going to let go of weight if it's under constant stress. Let me say that again, okay, so that the people in the back can hear. Your body will not let go of weight if it's under constant stress. So extreme dieting, over-exercising, those things will hurt your heart, not help it. Did you hear me? If your diet is stressing you out super bad, or you're feeling starving hungry the whole time that you're on your diet, and you know, I had one of the diet programs that is out there will be like, eat a pickle. No, you need some dang food. Extreme diets are hurting your heart. They're not helping it. If your body's under duress during something, it's not helping it. You should not feel deprived while you're losing weight. You should get to hunger, and hunger is healthy, but you should not feel starving. It's not healthy for you. Over-exercising, over-cardio was damaging my heart, not hurting it. I was doing too much. So it's about consistency. It's about working small wins leading to bigger ones. Consistency wins every time. Think the tortoise and the hare. The tortoise won. Why? Consistency. You don't need a perfect plan. You need a sustainable one. And that is what we are about at Empowered Coaching. Listen, I've gone back and forth on this, and we have landed a name for my 4-day challenge. And so I'm announcing it here on my podcast. But I'm going to talk to you about the Fabulous Food Affair. And the Fabulous Food Affair is a 4-day challenge where we are learning how to eat in the right way that supports weight loss, energy, and heart health while enjoying the foods that we love. And it starts next Tuesday, whatever date you are listening to this. This is in 2025. I'm pulling up my calendar right now because I can't remember the date. It starts February 11th and it runs all the way through Valentine's Day, where we have a great big finale on February 14th. And I will just be getting back from a couples yoga event for that live to announce the winner. The prize involved is valued over $400, and I give away prizes all 4 days. I literally give away money the whole time that we do it because I just love giving stuff away. So if you want to join us for that, I want you to put Food Affair in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you want to join us and you're watching us or listening to me on any other like Apple or Spotify, any other platform, you're going to want to message me on Facebook. I'm Danya Powers on Facebook, or you can find me on Instagram, Danya Powers EC. And so this is exactly why I do what I do. I created my coaching program to help women over 40 take back their health the right way. I got tired of seeing women feel like failures and see them gain weight and gain weight and gain weight. Because once you yo-yo, it's really hard to come off that yo-yo if you're not doing sustainable things. You have to stop extreme dieting. And so if you are ready for a coach, you're going to want to send me a message. I had a lady message me yesterday saying, I listened to your podcast and I'm really interested in hiring you as a coach, but you can just message the word ready. We'll start a conversation. I'm going to see if I'm going to fit for you. I always try to make sure that we vibe. Because I want to make sure that not only am I a good fit for you as a coach, but I want to make sure that you're a good fit for my community. But if you're serious about transforming your health, why not make today the day that you reach out? Does that make sense? Either way, I'm always going to make your time valuable. If you have gotten nothing from my podcast, it's that I want to make sure that you have valuable time when you spend time with Coach D. I'm also running a fundraiser. It is Go Red. It is Wear Red for Women, Wear Red Day. And this is the day I celebrate my Nancy. If you go back to the episode that is about supplements and you fast forward to 16 minutes in, you can hear her story about how I saved her life and how important it is to listen to your body. We are also wearing red for Carla Tingle today. Carla Tingle had to have open heart surgery the exact same week that I had my hysterectomy because she was having some scary, scary symptoms. And they realized, wow, she's got something going on. So she had open heart surgery, which went great. They were able to correct repair. She's back in the gym. She's doing amazing, but we are raising money. We're raising awareness, and we are trying to help our local chapter here in Knoxville, Tennessee. So if you want to donate to our cause, to help us, we're trying to get a seat at the table for the luncheon that is in April. And so part of that is committing to raise some money for them and raise some awareness. So I'm definitely campaigning for that. We are selling t-shirts on my website. and or there is a donation link. But if you will jump on there and check it out, it is at www.empowerdcoaching.com. And we would love to have your support. You will get a big thank you card. And if you purchase a t-shirt, those are pre-orders, but they will be printed all at the same time and shipped out to you. So listen, ladies, your heart, your health, your future is worth fighting for. Small changes today, thing, and that is a stronger, healthier you tomorrow. But don't ever negate those small changes. All of those things that you are doing are making a big difference. I'm really proud to be part of so many women's lives, but I don't take it for granted. I don't take for granted the thin threads that brought the women to me that need support, that need guidance, that need coaching, that's, let's just face it, that need to be loved on, because we've all got damage, right? But at the same time, we want to be done with that part of our story. We want a new chapter. And that healthier you tomorrow is part of that chapter. And so wear red today. Wear red today for your Nancy's. Wear red today for your Carlos. And here's the thing. I'm here for you. Just message me ready. I'm super excited to meet with you, connect with me, come follow me on my socials. I'd love to have you as a buddy on there, a friend. I'm also on TikTok as Donya Powers EC. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and close this podcast, but I want to make sure that you know, until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.